Welcome to This Week on Channel 9. Welcome back. We have one more show for you this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
My first show with you.
It is your first show. Yeah. You're replacing Vlad. Vlad couldn't make it today because he's too good for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a better replacement anyway. Well, let's get it started. So IFA is going to be happening this week.
Yeah.
What does IFA stand for, Petri?
Oh, I want you to try to pronounce
I can't
this.
Say it.
Try it.
Internationale Funkstellung Berlin. No?
Yeah, it's right. Close enough.
Close enough.
So basically, we got a lot of new announcements on hardware.
We did. There's a lot of cool hardware, both on desktop, laptop, and mobile.
Yeah. Right. And one of the cool thing, in my opinion, is, of course, the great hardware and the high-performance graphics cards and so on. But they're adding water cooling to one of the laptops.
It's unheard of.
Yeah, I love it. I want this right now.
Innovation. Anyway, but there was also cool stuff. There was also a lot of phones announced. Acer had a lot of phones and a lot of laptops. Cool one was the Lenovo IdeaPad.
Yeah.
That's actually very similar to the way the Surface works, and I think it looks beautiful, to be honest. Anyway, so definitely check it out. There's a blog post, actually, that we on the Windows blog that actually goes through all the different hardwares and introduces them. So it's a really good blog post to read.
Yeah, just check it out.
To be familiar, think on what your next laptop's going to be, your next phone's going
to
be.
Yeah, I need to update the... No, not yet. This is good enough.
Yeah, that's it's going to keep you going for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Cortana. So Gabe, everyone knows Gabe. Everyone loves Gabe, of course. Mm-hmm. He's our insider guy. He has a new blog post and talks about Cortana coming to new countries.
Yeah, right? We have a lot of new stuff to it. Cortana is going to be to understand a lot more in different languages.
So we've had a lot of blog posts before, and then we talk about how we're bringing it. So insiders, if you're an insider in, let's say, in Japan or, you know, Canada, what are the countries? Australia, you can try out Cortana right now.
Yeah.
Also, we're also bringing it to India as an early preview in English. And also, there's going to be more countries coming in later this year as well.
Yeah, so if you're not an insider yet, now is the time to, you know, sign up and get
and
the latest
And this helps
bits.
Us get the platform and Cortana better in your countries.
So give us your feedback.
Yeah, you should do it. And then speaking of Cortana, there's one more story.
Yeah, we're adding translation to Cortana. So you could say, hey, Cortana, translate, can I have the menu, please, in French? And
Cortana will translate it for you, right?
Yeah, there's you can use it to small talk.
It uses Bing Translate in the back, but it has a lot of languages you can translate. I'm seeing about 20 or so here, so it's a lot of languages you can translate. Dude.
Norwegian is not on the list, though. But
yeah, but Norwegian, come on! I only know one person from Norway.
Yeah, awesome.
So Office announced a new open source library on GitHub right now, and it's for web developers who want to integrate with Office and want to get the same look and feel of Office. It looks pretty cool.
So you can basically just take simple CSS code and add it to your own application, and you will get the same kind of look as the other Office applications.
You get the same fonts, and this has been used in GitHub, not GitHub, sorry. It's been used on OneDrive, it's been used on Outlook.com, so it's used in many different things. So this is a library that's been taken to its paces by the engineering team.
Yeah,
everyone can just use it now.
It's great to make your app familiar to your users.
Exactly. Yeah, and we're making the same look and feel. I really like this blog post by Eric. Actually, talks about. I didn't know about this, to be honest.
No,
I didn't. But if you have multiple working environments, if you take your laptop to a different machine that has multiple monitors, and you just want to work here, you might want to have different Windows layout. And Visual Studio.
Like we could have like different layout on these three screens, and you're having how many screens do you have?
Like 45 screens.
Yeah. So.
No, but if you have many different screens, so you can save layouts, load layouts. There was plugins for this, but now it's built into Visual Studio.
Yeah, it's very easy to switch between, so you can unplug it and switch back to laptop mode, where you're only having like your screen here. Then when you go to your office, bam, you're gonna get
productivity.
Your own,
that's all we're all about productivity.
Yeah, office mode.
And then Prism, for those that haven't used Prism before, it's an awesome library out there that's been so far been supported by the Microsoft Patterns and Practices team. But they announced something new, right?
Yeah, it joins the .NET Foundation.
Finally, so now we actually have a home for the .NET for Prism. And then for those that don't know, the .NET Foundation is basically the kind of like an open source central body of a .NET ecosystem. So we're going to get a lot more support, a lot more, you know, we're going to bring up Prism, we're going to take care of it a lot more now. So
yeah.
It's pretty cool. Oh, that's a cool blog post by Sarah.
Yeah. Oh. So there, we've been doing a lot of new stuff lately, like Visual Studio Code. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of new stuff to Azure. And of course, Node.js is heavily used. So this blog post is going to bring give you an introduction to all of these technologies. So basically, you can write a Node.js app and publish it to Azure. And this has been
through
used
GitHub
by Visual
too.
Studio Code through GitHub. So
yeah. It's pretty cool because if you've never done so, Sarah just basically goes through her process of learning Node.js. So if you've never done Node.js,
yeah,
and you've never used any of these tools, kind of just follow what Sarah's done,
yeah,
and then you're done. You know, you learn the basics of Node.js and you get started from there.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. LinkPad. I won't lose LinkPad. So LinkPad Code Analysis is now actually available directly into LinkPad.
Yeah.
It was before it was available as a plugin. Now in LinkPad 5, the beta, I believe, LinkPad 5, yeah, you can have Code Analysis built in directly. And it's more of than a plugin. Now it's actually integrated inside the LinkPad really deeply, so you can actually use it a lot more powerfully than before. It's pretty cool.
I haven't tried it, to be honest, so I should
I know what we're doing after this show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna learn LinkPad.
101.
Learning. More learning.
Yeah. And talking about learning stuff, there's been released three new code kits from Microsoft Imagine. They've done a great job with this. It's like a tutorial. So if you want to get started with something new, this is the place to go.
They keep making these tutorials like crazy. I don't know
how
many people
have
for this.
And these three, there's like one endless runner that's like kind of get harder and harder for as long as you play. And then we're having plotting a stealthy path with artificial intelligence and all that cool stuff. Or if you're more like into math, there's one of those too. So
it's cool. I mean, I'm not a game developer, but you know, I'm gonna try this just fucking see what they're doing.
Just try it. I want to see your game.
Here's the deal. You do LinkPad and I'll do this.
Yeah.
After this. Good.
Talking about development,
anyway,
the R language.
Something that's beyond my knowledge right now, R.
Yeah, well, R is basically a programming language used by data miners and statisticians.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I used it in college when we did statistics. It was interesting.
Yeah, well, when did you go to college? Was it before the summer or?
Shut up. Anyway, so for those that don't know R, it's an amazing language. And here's actually a blog post by Casimir. He talks about why R is important. Why R is important in business, why R is important in higher education, how they're using it for research, how they're actually making money out of R.
Yeah.
So if you're into this, you know, with the start of machine learning in Azure now that uses R, it's a really important language that's been growing like crazy for the past few years, and it's going to continue growing.
So if you're considering R, check this out.
Even if you're not, you should definitely check it out. I mean, it's going to become time where R is going to be the basic language that we learn in school anyway, so I'm going to do it. That's my prediction.
Awesome prediction.
Pick of the week. What's your pick of the week?
Oh, my pick of the week is Unreal Engine has released an experimental version supporting DirectX 12.
Cool.
So this means that
Windows
you can...
10.
Yeah. So if you have Windows 10, you can launch the Unreal Engine using, I believe, DX12 in the command line as an argument, and it will launch up and you'll be in DirectX 12.
Yeah,
-DX12. And so you should check it out. It's in version 4.9.
Cool.
It was released like August 31st or something.
Oh, so just recently.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, my pick of the week is something Office again. I think this is my Office show, but it's pretty cool actually. For those that haven't used Yaman, it's a general for scaffolding. It's where you're getting your applications out there. And there's a new Yaman generator for creating Office projects using, you know, any text editor. You don't have to use Visual Studio. You can use any text editor you've used before. It uses NPM to just download it. Use Node.js to host it, and you're good to go. And it's just creating your projects for Office apps, creating things for creating emails, not creating emails, using any of the Office great features that we have.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So definitely check it out. So I think that's all we have.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for this show again.
Appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll see you again soon.
Of course.
And thanks everyone for coming and watching this show. I know you're all busy, so we appreciate that, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Bye.